This is Doing Things Local Music Spotlight on C89.5.
My name is Joshua.
And my name is Florin.
And we are Go Periscope, based in Seattle. I know you crush me, crush me, rush into my heart.
So there's two different kinds of live Go Periscope shows. I've seen you perform as DJs, and I've seen you perform as a live band. How did you come up with that unique approach?
That's actually just kind of nature of how we started approaching music in the first place. Florin and I were never in bands before this, so Go Periscope really started out as just a songwriting and music producing duo thing, and doing shows was really an afterthought, and it wasn't until we started releasing music and then getting invited to do shows that we're like, oh, how are we going to approach this? So naturally, we had seen DJs perform and we had seen live bands perform, and when we looked at our music, we're like, okay, well, we think this silos better into a live band environment, and so that's kind of how we started it. But then just because like we're more producers and songwriters than we are anything else, so then once we did the live band thing for a while, we're like, well, let's start DJing, let's play our music that way, because it opens up some new venues and some new opportunities, and so we've been doing that lately, and that's really fun, and it just keeps it really fresh, because we know we can do it either way, and so we can kind of take opportunities as they come and just perform in a way that we feel, I don't know, we're most excited about at the time.
So, Florin, tying this all into our Do One Thing series, you're an avid runner. What are the benefits besides the obvious exercise part of it?
You get a calmness, you know, you get kind of a form of meditation when you run, because you're kind of letting your mind relax and not be so stressed, not think about 100 different things all at once. And for me, it's a meditative thing. I'll go for a run, I'll come back, I'll feel energized, I'll be ready to be on task on other things. And it helps me kind of unwind and think about my day, you know, and I generally think positive when I run.
Okay, the mental thing, that's cool. So, I want to be your bro, and I have an internet connection. What do I do?
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Find us all over those internets. We're on Twitter, so just at Go Periscope. We're on Facebook. We're on YouTube. Yeah, it's pretty much always just / Go Periscope, and we're there. So
Go Periscope fans can bro it up.
Yeah, I guess that's how you would define bro it up. I actually I don't know how you would bro it up with someone online, although I love the idea. I think that the best way probably would be Snapchat, maybe. I think you can bro like fist bump through Snapchat, or some sort of like maybe FaceTime. You can bro it out.
Well, what I like to do with my bros is like watch really bad like kung fu movies. So I guess we could do like live tweeting. So I feel like Twitter is also a really good option for blowing it up.
That's a very good, like a commentary, you know?
Yeah, if Bloodsport was playing on television and everyone was watching that at the same time, you could just be tweeting back and forth. Like, did you just see that kick? It's like, yes, I did.
Right, but there's so many kicks in Bloodsport. There's one specific scene where there's 19 roundhouse kicks.
Right.
And so you would have to tweet literally the same tweet 19 different times.
And I would, gladly.
Like, bro, did you see that roundhouse Jean-Claude Van Damme kick?
Mm-hmm.
For more info on running, c89.5.org/do-one-thing. More info on Go Periscope, c89.5.org/local-music.
What's your one thing? Let us know with the hashtag #DoOneThingSeattle. Brought to you by Seattle Cancer Care Alliance, King County Library, Gay City, Be Super Safe Seattle, and Lifelong AIDS Alliance. You can hear Do One Thing throughout the middays, Monday through Friday on C89.5.